What's on your mind is on your radio. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hammond, along with Steve Falken. Thank you for listening. Glad you're out there. Here's our telephone number. You can put it in your speed dial and join us anytime at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, all across the Northern Plains on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo-Moorhead, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga. Glad you're listening. 701-258-0550, email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, this hour we're going to chat a little later on in the program with the legislator, Bob Scarpel, a Republican from Tioga, on the ongoing email saga. Members of the Legislative Council have been requesting emails of the university presidents trying to get to the bottom of the disagreement over the previous governance. We're going to chat with Bob Scarpel a little bit about that. Longtime legislator and one of the more, I would say, sort of bull in the china shop kind of legislators. It just is not a go-along, get-along kind of guy. Always in there kind of disrupting a little bit. So we'll chat with Bob about his thoughts on the university system and, of course, other things in the news as well. Also want to get his take on some rumbles that the legislature's not doing enough for oil country. So we'll talk a little bit about that, too. This segment, however, we're starting with a couple of parents. And these are parents that are behind the effort to get a question on the ballot for all North Dakotans to address the question of when school should start. They'd like to see it start after Labor Day and have it be mandated. We welcome to the program Aaron House. Aaron has kids in the Centennial and Horizon schools. Aaron, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Bismarck schools, right?
Yes.
And Mike Moschenberger is here, another one of the parents as well. Mike's kids go to Centennial Elementary in Bismarck. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Good. Thank you both for joining us. And by the way, questions or comments, Steve and I obviously have questions for the parents, but if you have them as listeners as well, we welcome them. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Aaron, tell us first why you got involved in this effort.
Well, I just got involved in this because I, you know, in speaking to smaller circles of individual groups for me, I just wasn't able to find people that did agree with the school starting before Labor Day. And so you just keep asking yourself, why are we still starting that early? Why can't we change it? But in fact, we can get a vote of the people and possibly make a change in it.
All right, and Mike, let's get you in here. Your take on what's got you involved and why you're part of this effort.
Just like Aaron said, also, there's several reasons, both on a personal basis, on a business basis. I've been trying to find someone to get this done for the last 5 years. So when I found this group that was actively doing so, I was ecstatic. But from a personal standpoint, here we are. You look at yesterday and today and the past few days, and here we are sitting in the mid-90s. And, from a parent standpoint, I'm sure several other parents would agree. It's 8 o'clock at night, 8:30 at night, and 90 degrees still, and you're trying to get your kids to bed so they can wake up in the morning and go to school with a sharp mind, I guess you would say. It's hard to do, especially when it's still this warm and this light outside. And the Labor Day weekend is one of the kind of the last weekends of the year that everybody takes a little bit of extended vacation, and then they get into the mindset that, okay, now it's time for school. So when we're doing it here in the middle of August, starting school, I just don't think it's a good idea. So like I said, I'm just fantastic. It's fantastic that they've done this, and I'm glad to be on board with it. And then, from a business standpoint, I can tell you, in the hospitality industry especially, it just shuts down. After school starts, it shuts down. We've got 2-3 weeks here that we're all sitting here. Not only is business slowing down, but also all of our temporary help is leaving. So that's the second reason I got involved with that also.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you'd like to weigh in, talk to some of the parents who are behind the initiative to get school pushed back and starting after Labor Day, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Alan Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just, again, weighing in on the school starting issue. That should be school district by school district. That's not a statewide issue. That's something that every school district patron should make the decision for themselves. far as Santa Barbara shutting down for a couple of days, again, that's their choice to make. But there are fans out there. You don't need air conditioning. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Al. Aaron, we've heard that from other folks that say, hey, this is about local control, and the schools individually could choose to start later if they want to do. Why don't parents in individual school districts take care of it? What about that point?
Well, I guess the point there is that we don't seem to have some local control here. You hear people talking about this, and it just never seems to change. So, you know, the voice of the people isn't being heard, and we can have a chance to do that. And as far as the local school districts having some control as far as the school calendar, I agree with that. Our only request is that the school year for the classroom starts after Labor Day. After that, the schools can control how they want to lay out their calendar, and they can control the amount of time they want to have off, when they want to finish up the school year. That definitely should be left to the local control. I agree.
One of the things I worry about, though, is, as the previous caller, you start getting schools that there could be a discrepancy of 3, sometimes 4 weeks from where one school starts and another school starts, and they finish up. The other thing I'm worried about on the backside is, a lot of parents plan their summers and their time with their kids. That Memorial weekend is the first big hurrah of summer, and I don't want to see it go past that. Your initiative just deals with the start date, not the end date, right?
That's true. We just want to have the start date begin after Labor Day. And the nice part about that is that you could possibly say every year the first day of school will be the Wednesday after Labor Day, and families can plan accordingly. You can plan your vacations because you know every year when school is going to start. You can plan your 3-year family reunion, you know, down the road because you know when your time is going to be to get back to school. And so there is that possibility. You just have to have a shift in mindset, but let's take advantage of the beautiful weather that we do have in August versus the questionable weather we usually get for Memorial Day.
We're chatting with two of the parents that are part of the initiative, the effort to get a question on the ballot. Ultimately, that would be in the November of 2014 ballot in North Dakota to mandate. Mike, did you want to weigh in before we go to the next call?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's not what we're pushing for, but we've looked at this, and it is possible to start school after Labor Day and end school before Memorial Day. It would require, you know, a couple shifts and days off, and this is something that we would really like to work with, you know, like the North Dakota High School Athletics Association, NDA, the teachers, administrators. We would really like to work with them on this thing to get a calendar that would work for everybody, not only the parents and the teachers, but what is, you know, what would work well for the students. So that's, you know, one of our ultimate goals is to get together with them. And, you know, I think some of the teachers and administrators are thinking that we're working against them, which is completely not true. We want to work with them to do what's best for everybody.
Mike Machenberger and Aaron Hauser are with us. They are Bismarck parents, part of this effort to get the signatures necessary to get this question on the ballot. Any questions or comments, welcome for them at 800-228-0550. And Fred and Wing wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Fred, you're up.
Yes. Hello. Thank you. KFYR for putting these people on, and I thank you people for your efforts. We've fought this kind of a school closing thing before 10, 15 years ago already, and it just keeps getting worse every year. The teachers union just wants to push off one more holiday on the kids here and there, a little more longer Christmas break, all that stuff. There is plenty of school days to do it, like they said, in the spring and after Labor Day in the fall. And if you think about North Dakota, you think about the weather that we have a perfect situation. If we do this, we don't need air conditioners in the schools. We can save those millions of dollars you talked about. If we do this in the spring of the year and take away some of the off days during the school year, we can make this work. But it's just always, always been pushed by the teachers union. And I hope you get this petition through, you two people. I really sure hope you get it through because, it's really going to be tough. They fight against it. They got their own agenda, and I think that North Dakota is set up perfect for the days that you said where there would be kids out to help in the spring of the year and kids to help in the fall of the year. I just really think it would work good.
Thank you.
You know, we agree with that, and you know, I'm absolutely amazed by the support that we've seen. when this thing started, just a mere, 10 days ago, I think, is the first time that we had had any contact with each other. But I would say, right now, I'm getting eight out of 10 emails or text messages or phone calls in support of this, and people saying thank you, and this is what we need to do. So it's just overwhelming, the support that we're seeing on this thing, too. Appreciate your comment there.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hennen, powered by SchwannCadillac.com.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hennen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind. And we have an off-air caller, Jim says, we're sending billions of dollars to foreign aid and don't have air conditioning in schools. Seems a little silly to me. Well, there's a lot of things that seem a little silly to me when it comes to what we're spending federally and not spending domestically. What's your take on that, Scott? I mean, to me, it's asinine in a day that we have a country that's broke and we keep spending billions of dollars overseas.
Yeah, it's just an apples and oranges deal, right? I mean, so schools would be a local expenditure. That would be the best use of federal funds. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I think it's, you know, an argument on foreign aid is an argument on foreign aid. An argument on, you know, how schools ought to be funded is a separate deal. But appreciate the input, Jim. I just don't necessarily connect those dots on those particular things to say, well, if we spend less on foreign aid, then maybe we should take foreign dollars and put air conditionings in school. To me, you know, folks at the local level need to decide what they want to do there. I have another email for our guests. How many school board meetings have your guests ever attended? Bet you they've never brought up this at a board meeting. Do you like football and soccer games in the snow? Remember, only July and August have ever had only July and August have never had snow in North Dakota. Our guests today on the program, Mike Machenberger and Aaron House, two Bismarck school parents that are part of this effort. Mike first and then Aaron specifically. Have you tried at your own local school level to affect the change on the school calendar to this caller's point of taking this to the school board?
The answer is yes. I've been to several school board meetings personally. And, you know, I've spoke with several school board members over the years to try to get this done. And, you know, to have testified in front of a school board, no. I have not done that personally. But the attempt has been made several times locally to get it done.
Aaron, you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, I haven't been to the school board meetings directly on this particular issue. I've been to school board meetings on other issues, most specifically with the redistricting that has occurred in Bismarck over this last year. But I know that, you know, we have documentation of efforts being made, you know, 10, 13, 15 years ago to make this happen. And I think part of the trouble is if you do go to a specific school district with this issue, their reluctance to make the change is because of the statewide things going on, particularly the sports. The fall sports schedule seems to be a big drive in the school calendar. And no, I don't think anyone really wants to go to football games or soccer games in the snow, but they also don't want to go to golf and track meets in the snow either in the spring.
Have you addressed this with the North Dakota High School Athletic Association? Have you gone to them this route to see where they sit on this? See if that's one of the big holdups?
We have not yet discussed it with them that I'm aware of, unless some of the other members have. But like I just said, you know, a few minutes ago here, it is one of the groups that we would want to get together with and come up with a solution that would work for everybody, for sports, for the teachers, for the administrators, for the students, and for the parents.
Mike, you mentioned earlier the personal side and the business side. I think we all know the personal side starting after Labor Day. You mentioned the last big hurrah this summer. People plan their vacations around that. I think that is a big concern. The business side, other than ag, what is the business side of starting schools after Labor Day?
Well, in the hospitality industry, a lot of it's based on travel. And once school starts, people just, I mean, travel shuts down. I can tell you, you know, our business, I've seen a significant drop off, and it doesn't look any better till, you know, going into the middle of September. I've heard it from several other businesses in our industry that it's the same thing. As soon as school starts, it just shuts off. And, you know, not only from the financial standpoint, but from the, you know, struggling to find help. And everybody knows how much of a struggle it is to find help in North Dakota right now with the oil boom. This just compounds it. And, you know, we're losing, I would say, I mean, safely in our industry, 10 to 15%, maybe even a little bit higher of our employees. Our part-time employees that are now gone because school has started, which we would be able to keep them normally until after Labor Day, which would be, you know, fantastic for us.
Just a couple minutes left with our guests. Parents pushing the change in the school calendar to be a ballot question. If they get enough signatures come November 2014, questions or comments welcome for them at 800-228-0550 in our remaining minutes here. 701-258-0550. Another email question wants to know if either of you have talked to your kids' teachers about this. What do the teachers think?
Boy, it's interesting that you get a lot of teachers that are in agreement. If you check out our Facebook page, which is Start North Dakota Schools After Labor Day, there are a lot of comments on there from people who initially identify themselves as teachers and then give their reasons why they do support us as well. They talk about not being able to keep kids' attention in the fall when it's so hot in the classroom. And, you know, and they just, there definitely are teachers out there that agree with us.
Mike, how about you?
I spoke with an administrator this weekend even, which really surprised me, but even they said they were on board, and they said really there's nothing that could not be adjusted if we did go after Labor Day. So they were, you know, supportive of it. They agree with the weather. You know, their main concern, of course, was the students. We got to do what's best for the students, which we agree with also.
The other question that I had is just how you're going about this signature gathering process. What kind of, you know, you've got 13,000 plus signatures in a clock that now started once the petition's out. Mike, tell us a little bit about the effort to let people, you know, sign the dotted line to get this question on the ballot. Does that take some work, too?
Oh, yes. And, well, like I said before, our the support for this is amazing. And I would say just on a, you know, personally, I've probably had 25 to 30 phone calls and emails of people saying, hey, I want to help you. I want to help get signatures. I would like to be on the sponsoring committee. I would like to help get the word out. You know, when we started sending out on Facebook, it got, you know, sent out and repeated several times. So it's all over the place right now. And for something that, like I said before, just, I mean, 10, 12 days ago is when we just really started the effort on this thing here. For this thing to grow up and blow up like it has, I really don't think we're going to have an issue getting the signatures. There is just an outpouring of support for this, and people want this to happen, and they're willing to help to do so.
How many signatures do you need for an initiative like this, and what's the timeline? When do you have to have those in?
We have 1 year from the date that it is approved by the Secretary of State. So we'd be looking, you know, at next August. I think if we want it on the ballot, we have to have it turned in by, I think it's like August 15th. I'm not exactly sure, but and we need approximately 14,000 signatures.
All right, and if folks want to find out more about this, you mentioned the Facebook page that you have up earlier. Just let our listeners know if they're interested in helping in any way, shape, or form, or weighing in what they need to do, Erin.
Yeah, that Facebook page is Start North Dakota Schools After Labor Day, and you can certainly get us your information via there, and we can certainly get in touch with you. We'll be looking for all kinds of help as far as getting our message out, more so than our media lets us do, you know, just word of mouth. That's kind of the way we want to proceed. And we, you know, we're a grassroots effort, and we believe that we want to let the people speak, and so we're going to get the people to get the word out there and do the work.
Erin, Mike, thanks for joining us. We're up against the break. It's What's in Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the wellsite location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. Our toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email questions or comments, welcome studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're joined next by a state legislator, Republican from Tioga, Bob Scarple, and joins us to talk a little bit about the ongoing quest by he and others in the legislature to get to the bottom of efforts that were designed at undermining the chancellor of the North Dakota University system, who since left Ham Shirvani, and the ongoing question about, you know, how many emails are out there, how many have been requested, how many have been seen. Bob, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hello, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. Steve is here as well. And, you know, there's been a lot of media hand-wringing, mostly in editorial pages, over the fact that these emails have been requested. Maybe just back us up a little bit about what you're trying to do as far as getting to the bottom of what's happened here, and explain your side of why it's necessary to get these emails.
Well, I guess, you know, from my perspective, when we made the original request, we were told there was 140,000 emails. And trying to be reasonable, it was suggested that we focus a little more on what it was we were after, so we did. And in that focusing, it was rather amazing that like only 800 and some emails were provided to us. And about the time that the 800 were provided, we were made aware that 45,000-plus emails had been deleted from the email account of the president of NDSU. And it became more than a little concerning, because those emails were deleted subsequent to, after the Fargo Forum had made an open records request. And considering our open records law, it would appear to me that we should be cautious about things being deleted that may be relevant after a request has been made. So, you know, those deletions were intentional. They were not done by an auto-purge system. Auto-purge will not take emails out of an inbox. They will only take them out of a deleted box and then move them to the recovery box. So, you know, some of the rationale behind what was transpiring is less than credible. And it's concerning. And if our open records law is going to be, you know, a law that we should continue to press for, I think it's important that we get the information we ask for, and that that information be provided in total and completely.
Bob, were some of those emails recoverable, for one? And then what are you trying to learn from the request? Are you trying to glean yourself through the process and see if there's clarity within the higher education system right now?
Well, I guess, you know, a lot of what transpired during the legislative session was suggestions of improprieties and suggestions of things, and it was kind of like ringing a bell. Once that bell was rung, you couldn't unring it. And obviously, I'm one of those legislators that would much rather deal in facts. And I'd like to find out what the facts were that transpired during this whole tenure of Ham Shirvani, and what went on in the background. And and who was responsible for some of the discussions that were taking place. And I'm not naive enough to believe that all the evidence is out there, but I think that we should at least take a look at it.
Knowing what you know now, what happened? How do you assess the situation with the now former chancellor, and what was underway? Was this you know, university officials not wanting a boss? Did they see a board and a university system that was going to bring governance they didn't want? Is it personality conflict? How would you assess the whole situation?
Well, I think it comes down to the fact that they don't want to have accountability. And Dr. Shirvani, because of his knowledge of higher education and the games that can be played and how things work and the consistencies that there needs to be within the reporting of institutions. And that doesn't mean that those institutions would be managed, but merely that the information needs to be provided in an appropriate and consistent fashion by institutions so those institutions can be gauged as to the relative success. You know, and I think it was a fear of that that precipitated this, and I think it started early on with some of the remarks that were made by people that were inappropriate then and all the way through. I mean, some of the racism that took place and the racist remarks even on the part of what you might call legislators. I mean, the reference to Dr. Shirvani being the Shah was entirely inappropriate from the outset.
And who said that?
Well, I mean, it was a favorite saying of one of the senior members of the legislature. Let's leave it at that.
We're talking to North Dakota State Representative Bob Scarples, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Bob, to me it seems like higher ed is awfully quiet now. Are they just trying to weather the storm, land of the radar, and see what happens? Or is this something that really needs to be pursued?
Well, yeah, they certainly don't want to be the center of attention because they have this upcoming vote. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, we're persisting in continuing to get these emails. We've probably got about a tenth of them, and we're told that it's probably going to take until the end of the year to get them all. We typically get a batch on Fridays, one or two batches on a Friday, and we're in the process of talking to vendors about going through these and collating them in a fashion that makes them more legible and readable and gives us the opportunity to glean more from them.
When you have all the emails, when your request has been fulfilled, what question are you hoping to answer?
Well, like I said, you know, let's see what's transpired out there. I mean, there's insinuations that have been made about inappropriate things that, you know, I'm not going to talk about until we have some factual evidence to back it up. So, you know, I was asked, you know, they asked me as one of the people working on this, you know, how about if you guys get together and you tell us what emails you want? You know, how silly a question is that? I mean, if we knew what emails we wanted, obviously we must have them. That's not even reasonable to make a statement like that. I mean, you know, I could say, well, I want all emails that are going to be incriminating. What chances are I'll get them? You know what I mean? What chances I'll get anything that maybe or may not be incriminating anyway? But, you know, one of the emails that was brought to the Attorney General was an email in which Dr. Bresciani told a businessman from Fargo, and I'm not going to name names at this point in time, to send an email to his girlfriend's account in order to avoid the open records law. That was in the email, to avoid the open records law. Now, you ask yourself, if that's the kind of activity that we have going on amongst the president of an institution, you know, does our open records law mean anything? Or should he be, you know, penalized in some fashion and potentially even fired for that type of activity? I mean, he's a public official paid, you know, a substantial amount of money to operate an institution, and we should know what's going on at that institution without having to worry about whether or not he's attempting to avoid the open records law.
Knowing what we do know now, that obviously even before you get all the emails and you sort of sort this out, that there was, you know, a significant, you know, difference of opinion and rub over, you know, a university system and accountability coming from the system office down to the president's, you know, what do you anticipate, number one, the reaction of North Dakota voters is going to be on this change in the governance, and number two, you know, how would you ever be able to hire somebody to replace them? Now, some people have said, hey, a lot of folks are applying for the interim chancellor's job, so I guess we didn't need to worry about, you know, folks being interested in this job anymore, no big deal. Others have said you'll never, ever get anybody that's strong that'll come in and want to participate in that because it's very obvious the system chewed them up and spit them out in the previous one. What's your take?
Well, I guess, you know, I'm not entirely sure it was only the system that chewed them up and spit them out. I guess I'm disappointed in some of the executive branch leadership and legislative leadership because I don't believe that there was a real sense that there was a lack of accountability on their parts. While they've paid, at least legislative leadership may have paid lip service to the need for accountability, the executive branch has maintained their everything was fine. Now, I don't know about you, but I guess as a taxpayer in North Dakota, I'm a little concerned about, you know, the costs associated with higher education and the lack of success of our students. When you look at the graduation rates that are transpiring at our two research institutions in Minot State, I think we should be more than a little concerned. So, and people have talked a little bit about the numbers were skewed. I don't believe that for a minute. I've been heavily involved in those discussions. They're comparable numbers. You know, if the chancellor had used the self-selected peer institutions of these particular North Dakota institutions, the things would have looked even worse. So, you know, there was just an awful lot of innuendo and untruths that were used to destroy a very honorable and credible man that should have been well respected and stayed here for his tenure and I believe would have done great things for the students of North Dakota and the taxpayers in North Dakota.
Bob, do the voters really care at this point? It seems with all this dying down, are they engaged with what's going on with higher education, or is this just an intergovernment battle? Is this turned into something between the legislature and higher education, or do you get the sense that people are still very concerned about higher education in North Dakota?
I think people are angry about the costs. I think, you know, there's a real frustration with higher education. But I'm not sure the governance model is going to make any difference. I think the only way that the issues in higher education are going to get resolved are going to be by the actions of the people in North Dakota, because I don't believe the legislative branch has the will to actually change anything in higher education.
Bob Scarples with us, a Republican from Tioga, and is in the middle of this effort to get the emails, get to the bottom of this particular issue in higher education right now. Any questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. When will this be settled? What's your timeline on sort of getting to the bottom of this, all these open questions, getting the emails and sorting this all out?
Well, like I said, Scott, we've got about 10% of the emails. And, I mean, you know, finding a vendor that's going to work with us on going through this and getting a bid on the cost of doing that. And, you know, they want to work with a larger number of emails. They'd like to see 30, 35,000 emails to begin the process so that they can logically figure out how to provide us with the best value based on what we want from the product that we've asked for. And I expect it's going to take, you know, like I said, till after the end of the year, because we've been told by the university system that they're only going to dedicate a certain amount of time and provide us with a certain amount of emails on a weekly basis, and that varies fairly substantially, but typically we get, you know, probably anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 emails in a week.
Bob, we're up against the break. If you could hold that thought when we come back, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach with Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Continue with our conversation with Bob Scarpol. Bob is a Republican legislator from Tioga joining us on the program today. Talk a little bit about the email controversy in higher education in North Dakota. I want to tackle a couple of other issues with him as well. Last chance to weigh in if you do have any questions or comments. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Want to switch to a couple other topics, Bob, and get your take. But before I do, just in general on higher ed, the sense I get is, this is sort of a UND and an NDSU thing, and really focusing a lot of attention on it in the East, but outside of, Castleton, Larimore, West, folks just don't engage that much. You're obviously in the middle of the oil patch. I mean, do you get a lot of interaction with folks on higher ed? Do you get a sense that that folks in every corner of the state are watching this, or is this more of a East deal?
It's more of an East deal, Scott. There's no doubt about that. People in the West are so busy trying to keep up with life, their ordinary life, that they don't have time to, spend talking to me about higher education.
Speaking of which, we hear from a lot of folks who are concerned about property taxes, and specifically see a battle weighing out at the local level where, spending, despite the bulk property tax relief went back, didn't come with enough strings because the property taxes are going up with more spending. Are you hearing about that issue as well from folks? What is your reaction to having been part of the work to pass on the property tax relief and now see some efforts you know, across the state where not all of that relief is being passed down to the voters?
Well, Scott, you know, we have some school districts that were adversely affected by the changes that took place in this last legislative session. You know, unfortunately, you know, some of the provisions that were included in House Bill 1358 when it was introduced and passed by the House didn't then get included in the end, and it's had some pretty tremendous effects on some of our school districts. One of the things that happened is that for a county that gets more than $5 million in oil revenue, the schools in that county get 5% of the money. And in the counties that get less than $5 million, the schools get 35%. And on those, for those counties that are, you know, just at the $5 million or a little over, you know, that had some pretty dramatic adversarial effects. And for counties like Montreal, where the money's there, it really hasn't been as dramatic. So, you know, one of the provisions that was in 1358 initially was that for a county that got $5 million or more, they also got a payment to the schools of $1.750 million. And that's 35% of $5 million. And the effects on schools would have been mitigated substantially by that. However, that was taken out because obviously the folks on the conference committee and probably in the executive branch thought it was going to cost too much money. But, you know, we have school districts, for example, Divide County, in my case of my district, that's going to get less oil money than it did in the past and have substantially more costs that they're going to have to incur. And they're looking at a 28.5% or 29% increase in property taxes for the school.
Bob, we're also looking at rumblings, and I think there are constantly rumblings about, has there been enough money spent by the legislature in Western North Dakota because of the oil patch? And I know there's a big disconnect east-west on that as well, because in the east they see all that money being spent, and in the west they're like, yeah, but you're not living here. Is there a big disconnect? Was there enough money spent on the legislature? And what's the legislature looking long-term to try to alleviate some of the growth issues in the western part of the state?
Well, Steve, you know, the problem we have is that I believe enough money was spent. I just don't think it was, you know, spent in the right places. I think there were places where we didn't do what needed to be done and probably did a little more than we needed to do in others. You know, one of the issues we have is, you know, while it's good to have as much money as been appropriated for infrastructure in the West, finding the people to do the work is a whole other issue. For example, the permanent bypass around Wollaston. The Department of Transportation bid it. They got one bid from an out-of-state vendor who had never done work in North Dakota, and it was twice as much as their anticipated costs were going to be. So, you know, the net result is that they rejected the bid, and they've talked to the local folks around Williston and said, look, we're gonna do this, but we're going to wait a year to do it, and hopefully we can find more people to bid on the project. And that's what we run up against, you know, and so having twice as much money wouldn't result necessarily in us getting twice as much work done. It may result in us getting the same work done for twice as much money.
What got left out?
Pardon?
What got left out in your mind?
Well, for example, like I said, with regard to the schools, with regard to the, you know, the direct appropriation for EMS, for the sheriff's department, these folks have needs, and they have to apply for grants, and the terms and conditions of those grants have been changed, added to. You know, there's talk of needing to have a match. That was never legislative intent. That's come out of the state land board. I mean, there's too many things that I guess, you know, we did not address adequately, but then I was not on the conference committee either.
Well, I appreciate the time today. Nice to catch up with you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scarpel, Republican from Tioga, and a legislator, and on a number of issues, from emails to oil spending to property tax and all the issues you weigh in with us in day in and day out. Well, Steve, guess what? We're out of time. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to tackle the ballot measure that some folks are pushing for on the conservation side. They want more money. Go figure. And we're going to tackle that issue. Also, talk a little bit about when the North Dakota Farm Bureau is going to be here on the program, North Dakota Chamber on the Conservation Amendment. So a lot of folks that will be here to weigh in on the issues of the day. And, of course, your calls, your questions, your comments as well. So look forward
always,
to it all over again tomorrow.
Always want to know what's on your mind.
Indeed we do. Thank you for listening, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow right here. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.